Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM, the annual Bud Billiken Back to School Parade and Picnic will be held this Saturday on the South Side, and one of the event's organizers says efforts are underway to make it as safe as possible. The story from WBBM's Jim Goodis.
Maite Sangstack Rice is president and CEO of Chicago Defender Charities, which organizes the parade that will travel down King Drive with a picnic and school supply giveaway to follow in Washington Park. Sangstack Rice says she realizes some might be concerned about safety after the Highland Park shooting. She says organizers have been working with police for months to do everything possible to make the event safe.
We start meeting in March, and we meet monthly and then weekly and then daily. So we make sure that we have a safe and secure parade.
Police Superintendent David Brown says since the Highland Park shooting, those security plans have been enhanced with increased surveillance of building roofs, other elevated areas, and other locations where a shooter could target the parade and picnic. Jim Goodis, 105.9 WBBM.
New details are emerging about the city's plan to host NASCAR racing in Grant Park next summer. WBBM's Mike Krauser has the story.
Up to 100,000 people could attend the street race, according to the agreement between NASCAR and the Park District. Cranes reports the return would potentially be less than Lollapalooza and its guaranteed $2 million. The paper reports NASCAR will pay $550,000 the first 2 years. The Park District will get a cut of the gate, $2 per ticket, and a percentage of concessions and merchandise sales, but no cut of sponsorship or broadcasting deals. NASCAR has a staging window of 21 days before and 10 days after the event, meaning parts of the park will be off limits. That's longer than previously reported. And there's a clause to extend the annual event beyond 3 years if the parties agree. That's the latest on NASCAR in Grant Park.
There's a change coming for some travelers at O'Hare Airport today. The details from WBBM's Andy Dane.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials have rolled out upgrades to O'Hare's global entry kiosks, which will ditch paper receipts. Instead, the kiosks will use upgraded facial biometrics to confirm travelers' identities. Officials say the upgrades will help streamline the international traveler experience and reduce the airport's environmental footprint by eliminating paper receipts. It's also being credited for adding an extra layer of security to the process. That's the story from O'Hare.
Mayor Lightfoot is endorsing Governor Pritzker in his bid for re-election. The move comes even though the governor has not said who he's backing in Chicago's mayor race. Pritzker has said the reason he's not made an endorsement is because he's focused on his own re-election campaign. When asked about that, Lightfoot said,
"What both of us are focused on and what I know I'm focused on is to lead through adversity, to lead through challenging times, to make sure that we are focused on bringing everybody to the table, economic development to every neighborhood."
Lightfoot also pointed out Pritzker's Republican challenger, State Senator Darren Bailey, is a frequent critic of the city and her policies.
Meanwhile, Senator Bailey is getting the backing of the Illinois Fraternal Order of Police. FOP President Chris Southwood says,
"We thought Richard Irvin had the best chance to beat Pritzker. Darren Bailey proved us all wrong. He got historic numbers north of 80 that many of our own members didn't think he could do."
Southwood says Bailey, quote, "supports public safety, law enforcement, and sanity, three things that are definitely not priorities in the current administration," end of quote.
Chicago police are issuing a community alert about a strong-armed robber riding a bicycle.
Police say in several recent incidents on the northwest side, a man has approached elderly women on his bicycle and then uses force to take the victim's necklaces and then rides away. In one incident, police say the man approached the victim, who was in her parked vehicle, and asked for money before trying to take her necklace and watch. The robberies have all happened over the last week or so in the 5500 and 5600 blocks of West Belmont and the 3200 block of North Harlem. Bob Conway, 105.9 WBBM.
A 4-year-old Northwest suburban boy has died 2 days after being pulled from a pool.
Emergency responders were called just after 7:30 Saturday night to the 10,000 block of Keystone Road in McHenry County's Richmond for a reported drowning. The Daily Herald reports when paramedics arrived, bystanders were performing CPR on 4-year-old Grayson Vengen of Johnsburg. The fire marshal says the child began breathing again before being rushed to Northwestern McHenry Hospital. He was later airlifted to Advocate Children's Hospital in Park Ridge, where he died Monday. Varun Black, 105.9 WBBM.
The Lightfoot administration says it's providing much more in the way of mental health services now, even as advocates say the city isn't doing enough.
Mental health advocates are pushing for a referendum to reopen city mental health clinics closed under Rahm Emanuel and improve the city's response to mental health emergencies. But a spokeswoman for the Department of Public Health says the city's on track to serve 60,000 Chicagoans this year, up from 3,500 in 2019, and the budget is increased while private partnerships have increased caregivers. But alderwoman and advocate Rosana Rodriguez says the nonprofits don't pay enough.
We have a really big problem with the idea that you are going to use clinicians and other professionals that are not well paid, that does not have benefits, that don't have access to a pension.
She compliments the nonprofits for doing what they can, but says city clinics could offer clinicians more. Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
If you've always wanted to get an up-close and personal look at the Chicago River, this event may be for you. The group Friends of the Chicago River, hosting its first float party of the summer on Sunday. Organizers say the event is an unparalleled opportunity to experience the magic and pageantry of the Chicago River system while celebrating the river's renaissance. Those taking part will leave from the West River Park boat launch and end at Clark Park on the northwest side by Lane Tech High School. Up to 500 people will be able to take part.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.